Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. And welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Going to be a good night tonight, studying in the book of Psalms again. And I think it's interesting how we're reading this psalm, and we're in the life of David as king, and we're reading these chronological order of people's birth, you know. Here we are. Now, one of the things that we noticed in the Word of God is God is very much a stickler. I don't know if that's the right way. Very determined to be very precise. He is precision. He is accuracy. He is the greatest of excellence. He is excellence. And what you find as you continually study the Word is we got to change things in here from our vocabulary about God as we see Him. Everybody's had religious people in their lives who taught them a form of God, but many times that form of God is not actually God, and it's not actually His Word. I heard a powerful statement the other day. I was studying something. I don't remember what it was, but the Holy Spirit knows. But this is the statement that was made. The Holy Spirit can only be a helper to what is the written Word of God. The Holy Spirit can't help the message of a pastor come to pass if it's not a doctrine of the Bible. The Holy Spirit can't be the helper of a theologian teaching a class that doesn't match the Bible. There's many theologians in our day that don't even believe that Jesus was the Christ. The Holy Spirit confirms this word with signs following. And He empowers this word, what's written as a doctrine in this word, harmonizing from the beginning to the end. Now that the Holy Spirit can bring to pass. And you and I have to just continually all of our life look at our lives and say, wait, that's got to match the Word of God, and that doesn't match His Word. And then change it. Don't be someone who holds on to an old religious doctrine just because Grandma, Grandpa, Uncle Charlie, or who's one of your favorite preachers, believed it. Because that'll take you astray. Jesus said, when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. And one of the greatest things you'll ever learn to do is open up this book. Get you a Bible app like eSword, e-sword.net, and open it up and begin to study, because I'm going to put that in there. Because as you search words, like tonight, I was talking with a good friend of mine just before the program here. And we were talking about something else. And I just said, have you ever thought about how many times the word receive is used in the New Testament? 117 times. The word receive is used in the New Testament, 22 times. That's pretty amazing. And that causes us to really come to new understanding. Well, I love the Word of God. It is majestic. Let's pray our opening prayer tonight, this morning. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, here we go. Psalm 81. Psalm 81. Just getting everything in the right place here. Appeal for Israel's repentance. An exhortation to a solemn praising of God. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbrel. A pleasant harp with the lute. God likes musical instruments. 3, blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn feast day. For this is statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. This he established in Joseph as a testimony, when he went throughout the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I did not understand. Verse 6, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the baskets. You called in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you in the waters of Meribah. I like that. He freed his hand from the baskets. That's when they were in Egypt. Verse 8. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. For I, the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels. That's a scary thought. But I've seen it happen many times in my life, in people's lives, that God, they resist him, and he finally says, well, have it your way. Verse 13, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you. And yet he said, I had to give them over to their own stubborn ways. An interesting psalm. Psalm 88. A prayer containing a grievous complaint. A psalm of the sons of Korah to the chief musician. Set to Mahalath Leanath. A contemplation of He-Man the Ezrahite. How about that? O Lord, God of my salvation, I cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counting those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your ways. Selah means stop and think about it. Verse 8, you have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to men. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you, and I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah, stop and ponder it. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. 14. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. Now, I want you to remember something about you and me. We are in the new covenant now, and we only have two more Psalms to read, so we got plenty of time today. You and I are in the new covenant, which is a better covenant and better promises according to Hebrews chapter 9. So in the Old Testament, they didn't have the ability to rebuke the devil like you and I do. They many of them didn't even realize about the devil. That's why when all the bad happened to them, they always blamed God, because it was a supernatural thing that was happening. So they're like, well, now you did this to me. And when Israel was wrong and chasing after other gods, of course God, he said he would punish them. He would lead them into slavery. But when it was a good person and evil was happening to them, well, that's just, there's a level of that that's just, they didn't know. You and I do know. And in the day that we live, once we find God, we become kings and priests to God. And that makes us an authority over our enemy. God said in Genesis chapter 1, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, and replenish it. That was Genesis 1. And then in the story of Jesus in the boat with the disciples, he looked at the disciples and said, stand up and take authority over this. And then they didn't. And he's like, why didn't you? Because you and I in the New Testament have a whole new level of authority and dominion, and it comes because of Jesus' work that he did for you and for me. Now, Psalm 92, praise the Lord for his love and his faithfulness. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. I like that. God loves harmony. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you are, O Lord, are high forevermore, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox, and I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also seen my desire on my enemies, my ears my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. Verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Don't you love how these guys write this? Guys, that these are, I mean, you got to realize, these Psalms were written 2,500 years before Jesus was even on the earth. They just had a relationship with God, even though they thought he was doing all this stuff to them. Psalm 93, the eternal reign of the Lord. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever and ever and ever. When you think about it, our study tonight on Facebook, go back and get the 27th of April on Facebook in our teaching, because it was about grief. And when you read these, there's no way to see God, if you truly believe God is God and he's not an unchanging entity. When you believe that God is God, you would never believe that he would do bad things to good people. You know he's always there to bless us. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. You may have showed up tonight and be like, wow, what is this? What's going on? Just found us. We put tags in every night, so who knows, you might have just found this. What this program is we're reading through the Bible chronologically this year. We started on January 1st, and we've made it all the way to the book of 2 Samuel, where David becomes king. We're now starting to begin to read the Psalms because David's writing them. And we welcome you to join us. There's a link in the comments or in the notes that is a link to all of the programs. So if you're here tonight and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, been born again, become a Christian, been reconciled with the Father, are all the same terms, I want to give you that opportunity tonight because it's the greatest thing you would ever do. You didn't come by here by accident. You're here on purpose. We're asking God for you to be here. So pray this prayer with me. Everybody pray the prayer. And for those of you that's been here and prayed it many times, what you're doing now is faith comes by hearing. And you're learning how to pray this prayer so you can lead somebody else in it. Isn't God just amazing how he teaches us? Here we go. Pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you did it all for me.
And did it all for
me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Side, you're like, wow, what's going on? Darkness is turning to light. Because Jesus is the light of the world and he just came in you. Fear, because when you sin, you're afraid of death. Fear just turned to faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith, and you just welcomed him in. You prayed all of your love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness, and I know I led you in it, but it's because it's what you want to do. And all of that just filled you. All of his righteousness filled you. Now you can deal with sin because you have his righteousness. And then he adopted you into the family. And according to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, you're now an heir of God. How amazing is all of that? And it happened in that 60 seconds in that prayer. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Just be a believer. Wake up every day and say, Father, I believe in you. Help me walk with you today. And he will help you. Come be a part of this program. Join us on the community of faith. Because we're leading people in the paths of righteousness every single day. And anybody who comes and applies themselves, you will not be the same person 60 days from now. Because the word of God will have taken effect and transformed your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Send me an email. My email address is in the notes. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send us a postcard, a letter. P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. We want to be a blessing and help you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all for tonight. Until we see you again tomorrow morning in the series, remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
See you soon. Did you get a good nap, love?
Yeah, why didn't you wake me up?
I was going to come wake you up. And then I clicked the live button. And I'm like, why did you do that?
Do you have to